The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke coming out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's a special travel edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show today. It's not that I'm going to have a little carry-on bag because I'm heading up to, where, Canada? I can't believe it's going to be cold. But I've got someone to warm everybody's hearts this hour before we get to TMB and Outside the Box. Naturopath Roseanne Lindsay is here, and she's written an incredible article, a blog piece. Sometimes they call it that, but it's a great article called 12 Tips to Creating Health. And I think I probably need to apply all 12 just so I stay strong while I'm at Total Health in Toronto. Roseanne, welcome back to the show. I appreciate
you
so much.
It's a pleasure to talk to you always.
Hey, how did you survive the winter up there? I hear it's coming back because I'm heading there.
Yeah, I'm still in my slippers and wool sweater, so I'll let you know when things change here.
Yeah, I actually, the other day in the garden, it was just such a glorious day. We had this cold front move through, a lot of rain on one day, and then it dropped the humidity back to that springtime gloriousness that lasts for only a little bit before we get into the heat and humidity. And I was out there in the garden, and I ended up, my back got a bit of a sunburn, because I was just, it was those blissful moments where you're like, eh. I'm staying out. But anyway, I did the silver, I did the aloe on the skin, and it hasn't peeled, it's cooled down as well. And I'm just thinking, I'm bringing this up just so you can get annoyed with me that it hasn't happened in Wisconsin yet.
Well, you know, there's something good about being unpredictable. I like that people have to, you know, they don't just let the past determine the future, and that you just, everything status quo. I think it's good to change things up a little, and people are always have to be on their toes now.
Is that your way of being nice to me, to saying you were really stupid for staying out in the sun too long, but you let your past not bother you because you knew better?
Sure, Robert.
Oh, well, it wasn't so bad anyway, but remember that too, folks, because as the sun starts going up higher in the sky and you'll be getting out of the winter, even though I'm going into it temporarily, you'll get out there and forget that you will burn if you're out there too soon for too long. So gently bring it back into being. Was that one of your 12 tips, or did I add a 13
tip? It is one of my 12 tips. Be exposing yourself to the sun for vitamin D, because that's how we best create vitamin D in our bodies. And people are so willing to take extra supplementation, but vitamin D is really not a vitamin. It's a hormone, and our body naturally self-regulates hormones, and so we can actually overdose in vitamin D. So the more you can get out in the sun at, you know, peak times in the middle of the day, and then be careful about how much exposure you're getting, and then cover up. That's mm-hmm. the exact way to do it. I think you're doing great.
Oh, well, you mentioned the vitamin D, and you're one of the few people in the holistic health arena, because a lot of people have gone just kind of crazy over vitamin D. They take it as a supplement, overdose on it, which is problematic. As we recognize, there are food sources for D, and there are more, I guess you can call them, natural forms of supplements, but you've actually written about the distinction. I think it's an important one to make.
Yeah, I mean, there are forms of vitamin D, but I think they're only like 10% of our requirements. The rest really comes from the sun. And because Western medicine has always told us to apply sunscreen to prevent that exposure, that dose of vitamin D that our bodies create through, you know, two conversions, one in the liver and then one in the kidneys, we really are limiting our ability to create for ourselves, to self-heal. And what's happening is that when we add this hormone to our body, it's like adding any hormone. So if you are hypothyroid, for instance, like I was, and you add extra vitamin D, you can overdose to the point where those vitamin D, the body naturally downregulates this hormone when you have chronic conditions like autoimmune disease. That's what they're finding. All of these autoimmune studies, they're down. Your body naturally downregulates, which is the opposite of what we do with cholesterol, right? We add, our bodies make cholesterol to protect us, to protect our blood and our blood flow and our arteries. It's the opposite with vitamin D, and it can actually take up cell receptor sites, T3 hormone receptor sites, so that T3 can no longer bind. And when you're looking at supplementing with T3 hormone, if you're not looking at vitamin D as an underlying problem, potential problem, then you're creating a new problem. So you're not actually solving the hypothyroid problem. You're creating two problems on top of one. So that's just a little taste of what I wrote about. But I've linked the article in my blog.
Well, we have it linked up in the show notes today at robertscoutbell.com. Takes you to natureofhealing.org. And by the way, we were just talking about number 5 on our list of 12 things to do, and in 12 tips to creating health, specifically the name of the article. And it is really terrific. Treat your body as a temple. One of my favorite things to say, especially when I talk to religious folks, right? They're out there doing their thing, worshiping and feeling good about it, but yet really desecrating that temple, that body, that life that we are given, that conduit that we have to enjoy life on this earthly plane.
Well, I think, you know, when I talk to groups of people who are not knowledgeable in what the body really is looking for, people who don't already incorporate, you know, treating their body like a temple, or incorporate whole foods, organic foods, or, you know, herbal supplements, or helping to fulfill deficiencies, these people who have never heard of the body healing itself, you have to start big picture, because they have been conditioned right away as a child entering school to believe that somebody else, we need to seek out other people to help us or fix us, other people to fix us, right? And we're looking to other people to always tell us what to do. It's a belief pattern, and we've collectively become numb to our own potential as these self-sufficient, self-healing beings. So when I say, you know, that we're all true healers, and the body has the innate capacity to heal itself if given the right tools, which are the tools of nature. Sometimes they just look at me like they've never heard that before. And the more I talk, the more I say, you know, we need to become responsible for our own healing in order to fully heal. Then I see like the deer in the headlights. It's like they are scared. They don't know what to do. They've never heard this before. So the reason I wrote these tips is to kind of help them unlearn and relearn, to step back and see the bigger picture.
Hey, I just love the way you've done that here, and I appreciate that you're, you know, coming on board here. This special, it's a travel edition for me because heading up to Toronto. But the from the sunburn to the vitamin D, great, great information. You also link up dentistry, right? The IOMT. I was just at that conference a few weeks back in terms of the mercury amalgam load. Do you still find that when you're dealing with folks, when you're going out and lecturing, that a lot of people are not aware of the mercury load coming in through their so-called silver fillings?
Yes. That's pretty much almost everybody out there. You know, we've all been faithful dental clients, mm-hmm. and most of us haven't learned about it until we're, you know, adults, and then trying to help people decide if they want to remove them safely is another, is something that will go dig into their financial, you know, into their purse, if you will, and they may not have the money at this time. If they're seeing me, for instance, they're paying out of pocket, and then just to think about spending thousands of dollars to remove amalgam safely is, you know, coming over their head or overwhelming. So there are things you can do to help, you know, your dental health and mm-hmm. your body. And I talk about number 9 being making time for oil pulling.
Oh, and by the way, thank you for that, because I read that the other day, and guess what I did the next morning? Oil pull. I like, she's saying, no, the morning's a good time to do it, because I was doing it in the evening because it was the only time after my show that I stopped talking. So I thought, well, maybe if I can catch it before, in between the kids are gone and then I have to start talking. And I did that. And again, great tip. Make time for oil pulling. Again, the reason for this is not always clear. And it's not something I knew about initially learning in homeopathy. Oil pulling wasn't part of my protocols, but I've added it in. And it's been a tremendous benefit, not only for dental health, gum health, oral health, but even more.
Yeah, it's actually, you know, the lipophilic properties of oil, like coconut oil or any oil, a good oil that you'd choose, is that it pulls out, it sucks up all the lipid cell membranes of the bacteria or viruses that lurk in the deep crevices of your teeth that brushing just doesn't pull out. So it frees up when you can get rid of this, and basically you want to spit the oil out in a garbage can instead of your sink, because you don't want that toxic residue to go into the water supply, which is already toxic enough, but it frees up the immune system to focus on other areas of your body.
Well, exactly. It's a whole different thing. You know, I had some beneficial impact in terms of tooth and gum regeneration as well. Is that, am I just imagining that?
No, very good. I think between the vitamin D you're getting that helps, you know, helps calcium absorption, helps bone health, skeletal structure, you're also helping with oil pulling for sure.
Excellent, excellent. Now, your first bit, we only got a couple of minutes before our first break here, but I'm just enjoying this discussion. Your article is great. It's so practical, folks. If you haven't been to natureofhealing.org, Roseanne Lindsay is writing so clearly here. Number one on the list, see yourself as more than a body. Now, sometimes when I'll do that on the air, Super Don will snicker at me a little. And now, I've even been invited to speak at this conference for near-death experiences. Which is, you know, it's kind of lends itself. I don't know if I'm going too esoteric. Not with you. I know you can. But to talk to the folks about the practical sense of what does it mean to see yourself as more than a body?
Well, it sounds like you're moving to higher realms. And I think that's part of unlearning what we've learned is to see ourselves as more than what we see in the mirror, which is only really 1% of who we are. Think of an atom. 99% is what? Empty space or energy. Right? So if we can see ourselves as more than matter, but also spirit, or as more than a body, and as also mind that transcends the physical, then we're not focused on the minutiae, we're not focused on the details anymore. We're able to evolve because we're going outside of who we think we are. And this all goes back to that belief patterning that we're taught. We're not taught about this other 99% potential that we are that we don't live in. And our energy drives our reality. So our beliefs and our thoughts are part of that energy. They drive our feelings, which are part of that energy. And our emotions, that's energy in motion. And that energy can be seen even in now new technology like Kirlian photography.
Hold on. You're just blowing our minds out here. 12 steps. Really, this is a great hour, folks. 12 tips to creating health with Roseanne Lindsay. We're going to be back after this break to talk more about it and bring that power to heal back where it belongs with each and every one of you.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
When people ask me about where do I go, I don't have any doctors that are healers in my area. I don't know where to go. Well, Roseanne Lindsay is a naturopath. She's doing great work, and you can consult with her over Skype, phone, etc. Natureofhealing.org is her website. We're talking about, I don't know how many we're going to get to, but 12 tips to creating health, her new article. And it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. That's right, natureofhealing.org. A little later, we've got Ty Bollinger going outside the boxes. We both head up to Toronto, Ontario, with the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, and others for a big health conference there. So looking forward to seeing all of our northern neighbors. And just keep me warm when I arrive. That's all I ask. So we were talking, Roseanne, about seeing yourself as more than a body. And then you get into, I always heard of it called Curlian photography. I'm probably not pronouncing it right. You said Curlian.
Yes.
Everybody's got a different way, I guess. But this is a visual detection method that determines, I don't know, colors of energies coming off of you?
Yeah, I think they measure gas emissions and maybe energy from your hand through electrodes. And basically you're looking at the aura, which most of us don't see. And so you're seeing all the different subtle bodies that make most of us up. Mm-hmm. So it's makes up most of us, I should say. And so we have the etheric body that's closest to the physical body, and then we have these layers in the aura that represent our these chakras. So we have the mental body, emotional body, the astral body, which you go off with during your dream state. There's the soul body. I don't know all the bodies, but I don't have a list of them here. But what it shows us is that these auras can be damaged by thoughts or emotions. You can see things transpire over time if you mm-hmm. regularly would look at the aura rather than just what your physical ailments are. You could see disease happening months, maybe years before, or maybe at least you know, days to months before. And as you see them come in, you can actually work on that to prevent. This would be great, you know, type of prevention for future illness. Because emotions, they're not really abstract. If you look at it this way, they activate neuronal circuits in the brain, which provoke the biochemical reactions that we're always treating with drugs. So if we could go back and take a step back from the drugs, take a step back and see ourselves as more than a body, we could actually prevent most disease.
This is cool. Now, Dr. Detox is really into the emotional healing as well, breaking these patterns to transform your life, which is really exciting. I've talked about addiction also in terms of not just physical, but, you know, emotional addictions. And if you look at the aura, if you're sensitive to energy, however you want to describe it, you'll often see like holes. Like if you look at the sun, there's a, you know, the little holes that'll appear, and you're wondering what's going on there. And they seemingly, I don't know if they're leaking things out, but they're punctured from within, like these injuries that occur on an emotional level, an emotional body level. And others, entities, other people could take advantage of that, could leach that energy from you even more and kind of drive you deeper into an addictive pattern that doesn't need to be, but we're not looking at it that way because the doctors typically only look at the physical body as if there's nothing else.
Exactly. They don't go outside for probably many reasons. They wouldn't know, first of all, what to talk about. There are very few people, mostly Eastern people in Eastern medicine, Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, shamanic medicine. These are the people who are looking at the aura, what you're talking about, the energy bodies. And it's true, drugs, if you're chronically using a medication, these create holes in the aura, and other entities can, other energy forces can come in and kind of take over. There can be, I mean, if one comes in, it could become a party too. Many, there are people who have, not possessed, but who have a lot of other spirits hanging on to them. And I've seen this. I've seen it in action. I'm doing some shamanic training. We can help those spirits leave the body, but you also have to help the person who's been being host to these spirits. You have to help them, you know, close up those holes. And they have to do that from within. There's no medication or pill, blue pill, to take for that.
Well, it's a different form of parasitism, is it not? I mean, many people are focused, rightfully so, on parasites within the GI tract, but now we're talking about energy parasites.
That's right, and it's a reflection of what you sometimes talk about in the body and how, you know, the terrain is so important, because depending on what the terrain is doing, we have these bacteria that can transform, and people have called them endobiomes before. It's really one organism that becomes many organisms. It's us who we become many iterations of ourselves. We evolve through our bacteria. So it isn't just changing from bacteria to virus to fungus to parasite. Your whole status is changing that. If you
stand by, our status is we got to take a break. Everybody take a deep breath. We're going to go further along with Roseanne Lindsay. Great stuff here. There's a great statement in this article. Other people's opinions are none of your business. I want to find out what that means after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
For those of you who want further information about what Roseanne Lindsay is writing about, you can get her book on the Nature of Healing, and it's all linked up in the notes as well, natureofhealing.org. And here we are at robertscottbell.com if you want to link through, if that's the easy way to get there. But her article is just fantastic, and I don't know, like I said, step by step, we're kind of popping around the article, but that next statement, number two, on the 12 tips to creating health is other people's opinions are none of your business. It's like when people hear it's none of their business, they often get offended. But what are you saying in this context?
Well, I'm saying that opinions are like noses and everybody has one. So what's good for one person in their life is not necessarily good for you, because we each are unique. We each come here with our own answers. And when other people try to tell you what to do, they're really trying to, they're telling themselves what they should be doing. So we can gather information from other sources, from opinions from people we respect, from those experts out there, and from friends, from books. I think books are a great source to get your mind, your imagination thinking what's best for you, because you do have your own answers. And part of that is to, again, separate yourself from other people as giving, as being able to fix you. So putting yourself as a priority, seeing that any challenge that comes your way is an opportunity to do this, make this transition.
Sure. I was thinking of those who live by other people's opinions. In a sense, they're so externally focused that the self is lost in that equation. And you know, I'm sure these things happen in childhood for people. They get trapped in patterns like this.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're always told, you know, we have to measure up to a certain standard. We start that in kindergarten, and then there's the gold standard in medicine, and there's the status quo we hear about. But really, is there really a status quo or a gold standard out there? Is that something that can be measured?
Oh, well, only if you're a Democrat or a Republican. I'm sorry. We play with the politics here occasionally, but really in a detached sort of way. Recognizing the fallacy of focusing so much on the external, and those are the people who have opinions about your life too, and I don't want them running my life, and I'm sure you don't want them running yours, but the question is, how do you unplug from that kind of reality where many people are emotionally heavily invested?
So that was, I think, you know, what I said was more number three, mm-hmm. Take whatever you're getting, and if you find a conflict in something, use it as an opportunity to sit with it for a while before you make a decision. Don't always go automatically with somebody else's opinion, because part of what you're going to get when you feel a conflict is body language. You're going to listen to your body. Most people have stopped listening to their body. They'd rather take a pill and suppress a symptom. So, for instance, a fever. If a fever comes up, what do? We give ourselves or our kids a pill to suppress that, but it's the worst thing you can do, because the fever is what creates strength in the body. It strengthens the immune system.
I was on this Rocky Stucci show earlier in the week, and one of the guys, Scotty Roberts, there was telling me, I don't know if this was on the air or off the air, how his kids were being vaccinated, but he wasn't sure about it. His wife wasn't sure about it. And it was that was a moment where I said, I want you to listen to that gut instinct, because so many moms have related to me, and I'm sure you've talked to them as well, that they had that trepidation, something inside that said, don't do it, but the doctor overwhelmed them, their opinion, intimidation, authoritarianism, fear-based, and they went ahead and got the shots, and then they basically lost their children to autism in many cases. Is this the kind of thing that you're talking about as well?
Absolutely. Your gut feeling is your internal guidance system, and it comes, I believe, directly from spirit. It's a spiritual, it's that 99% of you that you're not paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't ignore your own guidance, because then you start giving your power away. That's the feeling you get after you feel like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I regret it. That mm-hmm. was giving your power away. But the good news is, especially, you know, in talking to people like you, is that you can always remediate it naturally. Nature is always there for us. We're always connected to nature, and nature has the remedy.
Mm-hmm. And that's not a fallacy, skeptics, just saying. Now, from number two to four, there's an apparent contradiction. You're going to have to clear it up for me, because
okay.
Other people's opinions are none of your business. And then you say, speak your truth. The fastest way to find out other people's opinions is if you start speaking your truth and they start throwing it right back at you. I know there's a nuance here, and I want to understand, and I want people, as they read that, to understand what you mean by speak your truth.
Okay. Well, there's so many types of truth. There's relative truth. There's absolute truth. There's personal truth. There's collective truth. I mean, we could go on defining these for a long time, but basically, when it comes to a conflict, when it comes to a personal challenge, that's when I mean speak your truth. Because instead of going with an automatic response and not listening to your gut, mm-hmm. you're giving your power away. You're giving your opportunity to heal away. there's a difference between treatment and healing. Treatment comes from the Western allopathic paradigm, and healing comes from the Eastern or, you know, energetic paradigm. And so people have to know the difference and have to be actually aware of that there is a difference. Mm-hmm. And then they can sit back and choose what they want. There always has to be a choice. So speaking your truth means having a choice first.
Having a choice. Yeah, the Doc of Detox likes to talk about treatment versus training. And again, over the years, we've acknowledged this on this show, and you know it well. Physician, doctor means teacher. And you could keep going back for the same treatment, he says, or you could be trained so that you can break that pattern, break that cycle, and then truly help others.
Yes, I think I'd love to meet him one day.
Yeah, he's totally cool. This guy's got so much energy. I think he's got 10 years on me in this lifetime, but boy, oh boy, just uncontainable. And I'm looking forward to seeing him this weekend in Toronto at the Total Health Conference. So really exciting. So we did the treat your body as a temple, speak your truth. How about this one? Eliminate foods that don't serve. This is number 6 on your list. Eliminate foods that don't serve your body, mind, spirit. Now, I could say eliminate foods that don't serve your body, but what do you mean by the mind and spirit? You're eating food. How's that impacting your mind and spirit?
Well, you know the answer, Robert.
I like your answer.
Well, I'm just saying, okay, it's not only the food that you eat, but it's the energy of the food you eat. Again, we're also feeding our spiritual selves, our emotional selves. So genetically modified food, you know, if you're looking at these animals by Curlian photography, what do they look like? And that's what you're taking on. You know, when you're with somebody else, even when you're in a relationship, you take on, you have cords to these people, you take on energies. So be wary about also the food that you're eating, because it's more than just the material food.
So like the factory farm, the CAFOs, as we talk about, if you're not a vegetarian, you eat animals, the animals that are raised in such a way, are very not only harmed in their lifetime, but of course the harm that could come to you from consuming those, for not just physical toxins.
Right. These are diseased animals, mostly in the commercial farming industry. They're sick. They don't live as long as their natural grass-fed counterparts. They're living 3 to 5 years versus 15 to 20, and they're acidotic when they die. And so the meat, the flesh is acid, and you're taking on acid foods, and you're creating an acid body. We wonder why so many of us have acid constitutions. So we have to look at the food. You know, does it contain hormones and preservatives? Has it been irradiated? Has the life been burnt out of it? Because it takes more energy for our bodies to process dead food than it does live foods.
Yeah, the longest of your well, I don't call it a treatise here, but it's such so practical, the 12 steps, if you will, 12 tips to creating health, is what, number 7? Yes, heal your gut. Oh, my gosh, our favorite topic. We
yes.
love this topic.
Your favorite topic.
It is.
Talk about it.
No, I talk about it all the time. You're here as my special guest, and I'm so grateful that you are. You know what I do, but you have some unique perspectives as well. Is there anything that, you know, you think people aren't hearing enough about in terms of this concept of healing your gut?
Well, let's talk about where the gut lives in the energy body. It lives in the third energy center, or the solar plexus. And here's where you tap into your gut feelings. Again, if you're not taking care of your gut, maybe you're not listening to your gut either. And this is the center of knowing. It's about trusting your intuition. We have this ability. These are where our answers come from. And when we can connect to that on a physical and emotional and spiritual level, we not only honor ourselves, but we connect to that higher self in a positive way, that we can deepen that connection to ourselves. I really believe that most of us are diseased because we're disconnected from ourselves.
Yeah, it is the disconnection. I often think about the term or the word remember.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Remembering who you are, remembering where you're from. What does that mean to remember? It means you're a member of something. And I'm not into membership officially, you know what I mean? But at the same time, we're a member of a spiritual community, ultimately. I mean, if we realize we are created by something pretty darn divine. Is that probably blasphemous, what I just said? But that we are part of a membership in that kind of a community. And to remember is to recognize where we came from and who we really are, which is the big part of our journey.
Yes, that's beautiful. Words are powerful. And if we could start really understanding what we're saying, we can deepen that connection, just like you're saying. And some of the ways, you know, physically, we talked about spiritual, but some of the ways physically we can heal our gut is 4 steps that I've heard. eliminate, replace, restore, and repair. Eliminate those inflammatory foods such as gluten, dairy, corn, soy, GMO foods. Replace it with nutrients that have gone missing. And you can get those in organic foods, in juicing, green juicing, in herbs. Replacing all vegetable oils with coconut oil or ghee or organic butter. You talk about that too. Restoring beneficial bacteria using fermented foods. Fermented foods are the best form of probiotics that you can choose. And repairing the lining of the gut using bone broths, which are high in minerals, fermented foods, which have beneficial bacteria. You can use aloe to help heal the gut. You can use your silver aloe protocol to heal the gut. There's so many ways to do this. So nothing is off limits.
Sure. And one more in this regard, your next statement is drink clean water. Can't be said enough with all the controversy about water. You know, we have multi-stage filtration. I think you have the Echo Water as we do, and the molecular hydrogen has added another layer of understanding of how water can be healing and can do extraordinary things. But this is something that if anybody has tap water coming to their home and they're not filtering it, it's one of the easiest, simplest steps, and it's not always the most expensive. There are simple ways to go.
No, if you think that life is based in water, we're 60% water by weight. We want that water to be pure and structured in the right way so that it helps our body heal right away instead of, again, having our body having to process it and drain ourselves by drinking it.
Well, excellent. We've got another segment to go. This one's a keeper. I'm telling you, this is the information. You want to re-listen to this and even better, get the book, Nature of Healing. We'll talk more about that and how to get it. And we'll find out if Roseanne Lindsay is going to be speaking anywhere, whether it be in Wisconsin, as I like to say, or anywhere else, upcoming events. So stick with us. Lots more healing to go. Ty Bollinger up next with the time that we go outside the box together. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora's a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735 or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Please say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, a very special hour with Roseanne Lindsay right now as we're heading to Toronto, Canada with Ty Bollinger, and we got TMB standing by next. Roseanne, sometimes you're out speaking, you're at events, but maybe there's an update people want to know. I want to say, hey, that woman, she's smart. I want to find out more. How do I learn? What do I do?
Well, they can always come to my website at naturerevealing.org to find out any events that are upcoming.
Okay. And so you don't have anything on the calendar right now?
There's something in June here in Madison, but for most of your listeners, it's probably far for them.
Right. Yeah, well, normally we don't have people in Wisconsin listening to the program, so don't worry. No, there's people up there, you silly goose. No. So, yeah, go see her in June, whenever it is, and we'll update you or she'll update you at the website, naturerevealing.org. Now, three more points. We'll see if we can squeeze them in here. And one of them has to do with time, making time, quality time for yourself.
Yes. How many of us are always making lists of what to do for other people and, you know, for our business or for our kids? And it's so hard to connect to ourselves when we're giving ourselves up to others. So always make time. Make yourself a priority. You can tune into yourself, I say, by quieting the mind and slowing down. And you can do that through deep breathing. The great benefit of deep breathing, other than grounding and centering yourself, is it brings needed oxygen to your lungs and brings it to your cells. And in doing that, you reduce cortisol, which is a stress hormone that most people have an overabundance of, right? It slows the mind. It allows you to come out of the normal traffic of your day and direct your energy to your connection to universal energy. And you can do that not only in yoga or meditation. You can do it through a walk in nature. You can do it through gardening, which is what you do, you know, and you like to talk about it. I think it's important to talk about this. Otherwise, we forget to do it.
Yeah. What about the moms whose only deep breaths come right prior to yelling, hey, kid, get, you know, that kind of thing, because it's a tough thing to be a parent.
It is, and I think we could practice, what we can practice doing as moms is taking a big deep breath and holding it instead of releasing it in a stream, and maybe finding a quiet space in that house and just removing yourself from that chaos or that energy, because you can come back to that same person or that same situation and come at it from a whole different angle when you're centered and have a whole different outcome than when you choose to unleash that tyrant within.
Well, what about number 11 here? One of my favorites is vitamin G. You know vitamin G. Be grateful.
Yeah, I think it's really important in order to create the health that you want to focus on what you want rather than what you don't want. So be grateful for everything you have, because all the moments that brought you to this one were influential, so you don't have to regret anything. That means letting go of the past, not worrying about that, not worrying about the future, just kind of being in the moment. Be grateful for life. Your life is a gift. Be grateful for your body and your mind and how they operate together and why you're here. You're here to share your unique self with the world. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to be like everybody else. You don't have to conform. Stop listening to people who tell you to do that. You're here to be who you are, and who we all are connects to consciousness, and the foundation of that is the highest vibration of love. So focus on being grateful, being love, and because there is nothing else.
Be the love. Be the love. And if you're not, Roseanne, she'll get you. unleash your inner healer, the final crescendo as we expand consciousness. Unleash your inner healer. I've often said we're all healers. We just maybe not officially, like the society calls you a healer only if you're this or that. But unleash your inner healer. I love that.
Well, I say we're multidimensional beings. We're connected to all that is, but we're also these individual expressions of that oneness. So we have free will, and we can use that. We're both. And when we do this inner work, we find balance. We can align in a way that allows us to step into our potential and to heal ourselves. By doing that, we generate ripples. You know, like throwing a rock in the water ripples out. We affect our environment. We affect other people. We can heal the earth. I mean, it sounds outrageous, but it's true. Heal ourselves, we heal the earth.
Yes, in your book, you talk about heal yourself, heal the planet. So beautiful, beautiful. I'm uplifted, and I'm ready for Ty Bollinger. We'll get a little crazy next hour as we head into Toronto. Roseanne Lindsay, so grateful. Vitamin G coming your way. And if you want to learn more, go to natureofhealing.org. We've got it linked up in the show notes, of course. Thank you, my friend. Tell the folks what they need to know before we go.
The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.